Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hand.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Good evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is training new DJs, because that's how new shows come into being, particularly when students graduate, as they do. And this evening, we are very happy to have James and Marion on our show. And actually, let's get things started right here by putting on headphones and hearing what's going on.
All right.
And, well, we started off the show with a Japanese band, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi sound collage where we always start off with some Japanese music and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different genres as we can to match our theme du jour. And then what makes it a sound collage is we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And, well, we do that same thing with my other show, Tears of the Gods, but the difference there is that we'll go deeper, and we always have a featured artist or a featured album or something like that, and rather than relentlessly jumping genres from song to song, well, we might just have one or two genres on the show. And, well, that's what we do here every Friday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. So, we began the show, yes, with the Japanese trio Shonen Knife and Konnichiwa, which is basically good morning, hello, and welcome to the show. And, well, Marion, why don't you step up onto the onto mic three here? And introduce yourself a little bit.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow. I actually am a Tufts alumni. I won't say what year I graduated because it's, you know, put me further into geezerhood, I suppose. And I do a radio show now on WCAC Radio in Watertown, which is a local cable community access thing. And I do Rock Under the Radar, playing music that most people don't hear.
Excellent, excellent. Music that most people don't hear. That's certainly the kind of thing that we love to have and do here on WMFO. And James, what's your interest in radio and music?
Yeah, well, this is my first time ever being on the radio, so it's a big step for me. And just a little bit of background, I'm a freshman at Tufts, so I wanted to start off early on the radio program and... yeah, I'm excited just to hopefully play a kind of like a hodgepodge of different, you know, stuff, different genres, different people. I just seems like a fun community to be with.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, it definitely is. Well, backing me up right now, my ambiance here is actually some children playing in Copenhagen at a schoolyard. And this was just, well, I found this at freesound.org on the web. We're going to get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, well, we're going to start off the next set with, of course, another Japanese band. This will be the electronic band, Denki Groove. And then we're going to, of course, go genre jumping, but followed eventually in this first set by my Plastic Sushi Preacher Gimme Money remix of a song by the 10th Planet called Ghosts. And then a little bit after that, we're going to hear a remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control that has a lot of sound clips of Professor Joanne Meyerowitz talking about the male-to-female transsexual Christine Jorgensen. And also we're going to have Les Paul, the guitar player and inventor, a duet with his friend Chet Atkins. All that and more here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
UFO. take a journey to the stars.
I'm Thank you. them upon their land, which I have given them, your God. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And they shall build the waste cities and live in them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them and live in them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Azerbaijano comunista tardia.
Kaip tautiškai nusiteikę azerbaidžaniečiai, jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
Shall melt, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Open your mind, this is not
issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, cutting and burning, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening we are training new DJs, James and Marion, and we're going to be getting on in the second hour of the show. They're going to be bringing you some of their own set mixes. But in the meantime, let's go over the music you've been listening to for the last half hour or so. We began this set with the Japanese electronic band Denki Groove and a track called B&B, Buchan and Boko-chan. And then the Ventures with an undubbed version of Journey to the Stars from In the Vaults Volume 4. And thanks to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that whole Ventures in the Vaults series. In fact, we ended up doing a show with a theme of In the Vaults featuring the Ventures and AC/DC a while back. And then we heard the Preacher Gimme Money remix of the 10th Planet's Ghosts, followed by Les Paul, the man, the guitar player and inventor, and one of my absolute four sonic heroes. Well, Les Paul is also famous for being the guitar that Gibson makes that Les Paul had input certainly on, and is one of the most iconic electric guitars ever. And that was Chet and Les performing together, playing their guitars. The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise on their Chester and Lester collaboration. Followed that with The Orb and Earth Gaia from The Orb's Adventures Beyond the Ultra World. And then DJ Bobo and the Christine Jorgensen remix of his Take Control. And wrap things up with one of my mashup public service messages, the Mormons and the Mennonites. And in case, you know, just a little explanation of what was going on, the original public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was basically about talking to your family, talking to your kids about problems, which is all a very good and noble goal and things that families should be doing. But just from some experiences and things that I've read, I know that there are also things, particularly given people's particular religious beliefs, that perhaps if a child wanted to confide in their parents about something that was like being gay or having that problem with cutting and burning, that might be a lot more difficult to bring up severely. And, well, that was the point of that whole mashup. So WMFO, we're having our donations drive this month, and I'd urge you to consider giving some money to keep this great station going. And you can go to donate.wmfo.org or just our WMFO.org website. And another thing that I wanted to let you know about is this Sunday, October 2nd, residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 14th Annual Community Day here at Tufts. Takes place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yes, this Sunday, October 2nd, and it's going to be on the Academic Quad on the Tufts Medford and Somerville campus. And there's going to be all sorts of great free activities, music and dance performances by the student groups, like the Beelzebubs, one of the finest a cappella student groups in the universe. And also, there's going to be pumpkin painting and crafts, face painting. The Somerville Fire Department usually has a house that they set on fire as a demonstration. Well, they don't exactly set it on fire, but it's got like smoke coming up, and it's a fun time. Best of all, Community Day is free and open to everyone. All events are handicapped accessible, and there's free parking too. So, yes, all events, including lunch, are going to take place on the main academic quad. And if you want more information, it's as easy as searching the web. Just type Tufts Community Day, and you'll find more information pretty pronto. Well, let's start off another set here with, Hound Dog Taylor. This is the man had six fingers on both of his hands, and he played slide guitar, and he used all of his fingers. This particular song I absolutely love for its incredibly nasty guitar. It's so horrible, yet it sounds so good in the context of that. And also he's got a very Johnny Ramones-esque solo, which that's coming up, along with some Native American music by R. Carlos Nakai, some Persian pop by Mohammed Esfahani, and some Bach in there, and AC/DC and Nashville Pussy as well, here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
sar ve çılgın.